Please turn to Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What a beautiful word. What a beautiful thought of comfort. Of comfort. What does the word comfort mean? We're promised that the Lord will comfort us. He will console us. He will relieve us from sorrow and worry and discomfort and pain. What a beautiful word in a world where there's continually sorrow. Sorrow for our neighbors, sorrow for our family members. We live in a world that is full of sorrow and worry and discomfort and pain. And we're promised in this psalm comfort. Comfort, does it mean to comfort someone? It means to lessen someone's grief or distress by giving strength and hope and restoring a good outlook. To comfort a despairing friend or a family member, to console, to make grief or distress seem lighter by means of kindness and thoughtful attention. What a beautiful word. Comfort. To strengthen. That's what the Latin word means for comfort. Confortare. To strengthen. To make strong. What a promise. Our Lord has promised us that He would comfort. His rod and His staff, they comfort us in our afflictions, in our pain, in our heartache. He has promised the comfort of a mother to His children. Isaiah 66, 13. As one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you, and you shall be comforted in Jerusalem. The promise of the comfort of a mother. How a mom is to relieve the pain and the heartache. They're to soothe, they're to console, they're to reassure, they're to cheer up. This is the God that we have. This is the shepherd that we have. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Christ promised to us in John 14, 18. He's promised to comfort us as a mother. He's promised that He would come to us and comfort us. John 16, 33 tells us, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, that in me you might have peace, that in me you might be comforted. What promises made by Jesus Christ for His people. He has promised us, brothers and sisters, comfort. Are you in pain, heartache, grief, despair, worried, beat down? The trials and tribulations of this world are pressing in upon you. Then come to Christ. Come to Christ for comfort. Don't run anywhere else. Come to Christ. He has promised us that He would comfort us as a mother, that He would come to us and comfort us. That in the world we're going to have tribulation. We're going to have trials. But He's promised us comfort. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation, our comfort also abounds by Christ. By Christ, He promised to comfort us. He's promised to comfort us in all kinds of predicaments. 2 Corinthians 7, verses 5 through 6. For when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. Nevertheless, brothers and sisters, nevertheless, God, that comforted those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Nevertheless, the great shepherd, He comforts us, those that are cast down. Nevertheless, God, that comfort those that are cast down. As I said, what a beautiful promise of comfort in the world that people are trying to be comforted by everything from quote-unquote comfort food to a comforter that you cover yourself with when you get in bed. But those things do nothing for the soul. They cannot bring comfort for the soul. Comfort food will not bring comfort to the soul. A comforter on your bed will not bring comfort to your soul. Only the good shepherd, the great shepherd, only He can bring comfort. There's no comfort. There's no peace. There's no consolation apart from Christ. He has promised to comfort us. Nevertheless, God, that comfort those that are cast down. And what's the purpose of the comfort? 2 Corinthians 1:4 tells us why the comforter comforts us. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 4, who comforts us in all our tribulations, so that for this purpose, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by God. So there we find the purpose of God comforting us. He comforts us in all our tribulations so that for this purpose, this is the reason that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. I've been comforted by the Comforter, and now hopefully the words that I'm speaking is comforting somebody right now. Somebody is being strengthened up right now. Somebody that is experiencing pain and heartache. Somebody that's broken down. Somebody that's left all alone. Somebody that's sick. Somebody that's dying. Somebody knows somebody that just died. Somebody that's isolated by themselves. Somebody may be sitting in the prison right now. I have no idea where your situation may be. But I know one thing, that God has comforted me. And the reason why He has comforted me is that I would be able to use to comfort others, brothers and sisters. We are to comfort others. Whom does the Lord use to comfort us? As I said, the Lord is using me through the words that I speak to comfort those. Who else does He use? Well, first of all, the Son of God. 2 Corinthians 1:3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, comforts us. Not only does Christ comfort us using instruments, the main instrument is the Word of God He uses. And how does He use the Word of God? The Holy Spirit brings it to your memory. Also, He uses other people to bring up the Word of God to you. And it's actually the Father that's doing it. Isaiah 51, verse 12. I, even I, am He that comforts you. Who art thou, that thou should be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man, which shall be made as grass? This is God speaking, the Father in Isaiah. I, even I, am He that comforts you. Who art thou that thou should be afraid of a man that shall die? We're not to fear any man, woman. We're not to fear anything except God. The Spirit of God comforts us also. The Father comforts us. The Son comforts us also. The Holy Spirit comforts us. John 14:16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. What a promise once again, that he would abide with you forever. This is Christ speaking, John 14:16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. You have the Father, you have the Son, you have the Holy Spirit. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, so that, for this purpose, that he may abide with you, how long? Forever. 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 For all eternity. The Holy Spirit will comfort us. He will comfort us now. He will comfort us forever. Comfort, soothing. Also, we can be sure that Christ will give us comfort. Matthew 9:22. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Thy faith has made thee whole." And the woman was made whole from that hour. Daughter, be of good comfort. What precious promises to be of good comfort. Do you need comfort today? Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. Psalm 119:76. The psalmist is praying, thy merciful servant, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. Merciful kindness. God's mercies, brothers and sisters, are new every day. Come to the Lord for comfort. God has promised to comfort us through the Son, through the Holy Spirit. He's promised to comfort us himself. He's promised us to comfort us by using individuals. 2 Corinthians 7:5-6. For when we were coming to Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. Nevertheless, God comforted those. What precious promises that God uses the saints of God to comfort us. That's why it's so important to be in fellowship with other believers. The Lord can use other believers to comfort us. And also the scripture comfort us. For whatsoever things were written before were written for our learning, so that we, through patience and comfort of the scripture, might have hope. If you don't read the scriptures, brothers and sisters, what is the Holy Spirit going to use to comfort you? You must read the scripture. You must know the scripture, just as I brought forth all these scriptures today during this message. These are scriptures the Lord uses to comfort me. I use these scriptures to comfort others. And then hopefully you take these scriptures and go and comfort others. The scripture comforts us. They were written that we would learn, that through patience and comfort of the scriptures that we might have hope. Psalm 119:50-52. This is my comfort and my affliction. Are you in pain? Are you in heartache? Are you depressed? Do you need comfort? Well, this is what Psalm 119:50-52 says. This is my comfort and my affliction. For thy word has quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from your law. I remembered thy judgments of old, O Lord, and they have comforted me. The comfort that comes to us from the Scripture. The Scripture tells us, therefore, comfort one another with these words. The Scripture comforts us. The saints of God comfort us. God comforts us. The Son of God comforts us. The Holy Spirit comforts us. Do you need comfort today? Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. And if you're listening today, my friend, then you have no comfort. Could it be that you've never come to the Comforter? That you've never come to Jesus Christ to comfort you? Because the only way that you would get comfort is not, as I mentioned earlier, from comfort food and comforters, but only from the one that has promised, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. If you need comfort, you need to come to Jesus Christ. Has your sin weighed down on you, pressed down on you, brought you to the end of yourself? That's what the wages of sin is. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. There's only comfort in Jesus Christ. It's, my friend, if you're listening today, you can make as much money, get in as many relationships, get as high as you want, as drunk as you want. Now you can go on vacation all you want. You can do whatever you want in this world, and it will never ultimately comfort you. It may comfort you for a few moments, but to know comfort that even in, we're reading Psalm 23, 4. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. This psalm is talking about comfort when you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. We're living in during a time of this virus. Everybody is fearful to some degree. Am I going to get the coronavirus? Am I going to get COVID? Fearful. Why? Because people are fearful of death. But this psalm is saying you can know peace, you can know comfort, even though you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And why is that? Because when you come to Christ, you know that you have peace with God now. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. We don't have to fear meeting God once we become a child of God, because we know that Christ has paid for our sins. And death is just a portal to glory, to heaven. The question is, have you ever come to Jesus Christ for salvation? Is he your comforter? If not, then come to Jesus Christ today. Child of God, if you are born again, and I'm assuming you are, if I just said child of God, if you're born again, you can take comfort in the fact that no matter what happens, no matter what happens, Christ has promised that he would comfort us.